Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, Doug, and Jay, live from Hot Shots in Fenton, broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you here on the radio program. You know, we said we had surprises tonight. And I have to tell you, I'm very happy that the surprises have somehow been able to be kept a surprise. That's not easy to do. However, here tonight at Hot Shots in Fenton, where we are broadcasting, I am thrilled to let the loyal listeners who are here tonight to witness the program in person know that we have a new afternoon drive show from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with the great Cam Jansen of the St. Louis Blues, TJ Moe, Eric Messersmith, and Hannah Ray Yates and Matt Whitener right behind them there. Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Eric Messersmith, Hannah Ray, and Matt Whitener are now our 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. show on 590 The Fan. We are live. We'll continue to be on from 2 to 4 p.m. And Joe Roderick and Howard Balzer will continue to be with the station in new roles. And here tonight we have Cam, TJ, Eric, Hannah Ray, and Matt. Lady and gentlemen, welcome aboard. We can finally talk about it now publicly. Oh. I feel like we were a couple in The Bachelor and we had to keep it secret. And we'd be hooking up on the side in an apartment, you know, like in Lime or something. But now, here we are. Gentlemen, Hannah Ray, you're already here, but still, welcome aboard. We are thrilled about this new show.
Yeah, we are very, very excited. Actually, I tried to keep it a secret, but I had to tell my buddies. I couldn't resist. But we're pumped up, man. It'll be fun. We got a lot of different opinions, and we'll definitely keep it interesting, that's for sure.
You and TJ are fast friends.
We had a sleepover last night.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Cam actually told me that.
Okay,
what's going on with that?
I know, very weird, very weird.
No. And also, we get to his house. He's got 100 hockey sticks in the basement. I said, can you show me how to shoot a slap shot? And he breaks a window.
Oh, I did break that window last night. Oh, yeah, we got Kate, we got to fix that. Yeah, I broke a window last night. No wonder it's freezing cold in our house. That's what that is.
So you had forgotten about it.
I forgot
about breaking a window last night.
I drove us home. It was fine.
No, I know. You're the greatest guy to hang out with because you always have a designated driver when you're with TJ Moe.
That's why I like him. I mean,
he will be the official DD of the show, for sure.
He is the official DD of the show. Now, Eric has been on Triple Threat with Howard and Joe. He will be the point man setting all of you guys up. And Hannah Ray, you have been on We Are Live and have done a wonderful job with the Inside STL news team. How do you feel being a part of this bromance that's going on between Cam and TJ?
I'm excited about it.
She joined it yesterday.
I did.
She joined the bromance.
I've gotten to join the bromance and experience it. You know, I like all these guys. I think it's a good crew.
We are thrilled to have the whole crew, for real. I mean, I'm excited about this. I knew that you guys were looking at some other options in the marketplace, and we wanted to make sure we got you. We started talking, and we were able to get this done. TJ,
quick.
We got it done quick, fast, in a hurry.
48 hours.
48 hours. We don't mess around. TJ and I, of course, worked together with Jim Edmonds a couple years ago. And Cam, I didn't even know that you were finally going to settle down and come back to St. Louis. You'd been playing over, in the UK last year, right?
Yeah, I was over in Britain. Had a great time. I was in Nottingham, England, which was very, very different. I actually lived in a city, and we got to walk to the rink every day, and the Brits are totally cool. The fans are great. Had an awesome time over there. So my last game last year, I was holding up a trophy. So when I did retire, I'm like, oh, my God, my head's okay. Of all the fights I've gotten into, honest to God, though, you got to think, my head's somewhat okay. Let's put it that way. But, you know, and I held a trophy up for my last game. So it was too perfect. And obviously, you got a couple job offers that you know, I wanted to start pursuing. So it was pretty much an easy decision, but, you know, it's always tough to retire when you've been playing a game your whole life and that's all you know. So it was difficult, but I'm ready to move on with my second career.
And you guys seem like you already have a great rapport, I guess is the way I would observe this. The whole crew has this great rapport. Now, the public didn't even know that this was going on, but I've been observing it over the last couple of weeks. And you guys all seem to really get along. That's an important thing. But at the same time, I kind of notice you bust each other's, you know.
Oh, we absolutely do. And I will bring this up. Last night, we had a big argument last night.
Now, who was arguing?
Me and him.
You and TJ.
Him, well, yes. And my cousin.
We're new to the radio here.
Now, who's your cousin? Is your cousin Eric or what?
Well, no. my cousin, well, his name's Derek.
So I guess, close.
Yeah, yeah. Close. Yeah. Well, they think that I could beat up Ronda Rousey. And I'm like, no way in hell she would beat the hell out of me.
This is like that stupid argument that a WNBA team could match up against me, you, and Tim. Like, it just wouldn't work, okay? Like,
yeah, they would beat you guys.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
You think we would beat a WNBA team?
He's out of his mind.
Listen to me. Pull up on YouTube, watch Cam Jansen fight anybody, and then watch Ronda Rousey get kicked in the face by Holly Holmes. I'm just telling you.
Ronda Rousey would make me look like a fool.
Listen, just because you don't think you can do it doesn't mean you can't do it. She
I
might
think
make
I
me
do
look
a lot
like
of
a fool.
Things. No, she would pound me to an oblivion and embarrass me and then put me in a
She's
weird
She's 130
hole.
Pounds.
She would break my wrist. She could break my neck. She could break my ankle. She could knock me out. She could put me in a pretzel and then let
she
me
might,
back up.
She might break your arm. She's not... Dude.
Well, you break your arm, you're not going to beat her
but
up.
Listen, you can run around the... If you get one punch, he's got no chance.
How does that look? Run around the octagon and have
then your arm's
me?
Not broken, Cam.
You get a little idea of what the show is here already, don't you? Eric, you have been in legitimate operations, this, of course, what? Being an illegitimate operation.
But you've been after I saw what I saw earlier tonight, I'm rethinking
how about that?
Everything.
How about that? That was wonderful. But you were at ESPN in San Antonio, right?
Yes.
And then at 101 ESPN here in St.
Yes.
Louis. And when you got to town, you came to St. Louis because...
Christina Coleman, who is my significant other.
That's
we
correct.
Have a 3-year-old child together.
Yes, and she's an anchor and reporter at KSDK. That's correct. So you moved up here for that. And when I, Steve Moore, who is a great guy, he's the program director at KMOX, he said, hey, have you heard this guy? He's really good. And so a bunch of people are like, this guy's really good. And you were just here just because you moved with Christina. And so I'd always kind of kept you on the radar. And fortunately, we're able to bring you on board and now have you be the point man. How do you feel about being kind of the moderator for this operation that already got into a Ronda Rousey, Cam Jansen fight argument?
Yeah, I think we're getting a good preview here of what this show might
we'll
be like.
A,
but
we'll
it should be fun.
I mean, they're still having a conversation about it amongst themselves.
Cam was obviously a great athlete with the Blues, and TJ did some good things at Mizzou, and I was an intramural football champion in the 11th grade. I also have several bowling trophies from my younger days, so I feel like I fit right
Hannah
in.
Played some soccer.
Yeah. Hannah, did you play soccer, did you?
Yeah. I did.
Did you play some high school soccer or you playing at Mizzou? Did you?
No, not at Mizzou.
Not at Mizzou?
Nope.
And you train with Ronda Rousey, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So great athletes all across the board in this show.
Absolutely. And Matt Whitener back there, baseball genius, you hear him on the Daybreak Dose with Dan Buffa from 5 to 7. He'll be there until November 28th when this program will start. The lineup remains the same for the record outside of We Are Live is now 2 to 4, and then this crew is 4 to 7. But Matt, what do you think about being a part of this operation?
Well, I was excited to get the call. I don't have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning anymore.
That's
so
a positive.
I'll take
yes, 4
p.m. over 4 a.m. every time. I'm looking at it already, and I'm thinking I'm going to have Eric sit in between TJ and Cam, though. I think that's going to work out better for us.
I don't think that's going to help anything.
Yeah, I have a sense this is going to continue to go on.
I can
on.
Still hear him. I don't think it's any coincidence. The day we announced the show, stock market hits an all-time high.
You think that's a reflection of people saying, you know what, I'm going to invest my money because I hear there might be a new show
you
at
said
KMOX.
It was a surprise.
I think there's something. I think there's something to that. And then we have the show debuting on November 28th. But you guys will be very active on social media. Cam, you came out of Twitter retirement. Like
I know.
And you were so worried about it. It was one of the strangest things.
I'm not funny on Twitter. I can't, it's just, I don't know.
Said is, what's up, people? Been gone for a few years. And then it got like 300 retweets.
That took me 45 minutes
to
come up with.
That took me 45 minutes.
That took him 45 minutes to come up with.
We went to, where we go? In Chesterfield, the Brick House.
Yeah. I'm like, what should I say?
So you guys met to compose that
tweet. And I wrote him like 10 drafts.
He's like, be yourself. I'm like, I don't know if I can. Gosh,
he started out with, sup, dudes. So I figured...
Yeah.
Now, the weird thing that we got here, and I don't know how aware you guys are, and I'm talking to Matt, Hannah Ray, and Eric, is TJ, I can't tell if he likes being the villain, but I know he doesn't mind being the villain. And that's kind of a rare but a good trait, because then I know, and the audience knows, you're not as afraid to... catch hell if you give an unpopular opinion. Hannah Ray, you've been around these guys here the last few nights. Your thoughts on TJ kind of being the heel, the villain?
I think it'll be a good dynamic for the show. Yeah.
Are you the villain, though?
Well, there's that thing. You know, it's like I accidentally upset more people than most people do on purpose. Yeah. It just comes natural. It's not like a big... I'm not trying.
Right. Yeah.
It's just the way you are.
But you have some good friends who played on the Missouri
team. Unpopular opinions sometimes.
Yeah. And Hannah retweets them all.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Hannah, are you a TJ Lemming?
I've never retweeted one of his
tweets. There's that. But you had a couple teammates. Like, how are you in West Kemp? Are you good now, or is that still?
It depends on the day.
Okay.
We're mostly good. It just depends on what comes up.
What about Kim English?
We're not okay.
You are not okay.
Why?
We're not okay.
Kim doesn't like my opinion on...
things.
Lots of things, really.
Right.
Whatever they may be. He sent out a tweet the other day. He said... Just three names: Ann Coulter, Tommy Lahren, T.J. Moe. That's
trying to
it.
Figure out what everybody has in common.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what everybody has in common.
So.
Well, I am excited about this show, even though it did come together very quickly, which is exciting. It is a great thing to put this whole group together. I'm super excited about it. I just put out the message, and it's getting all kinds of enthusiasm on our TMA fan page. I know you guys will be tweeting about it. It'll probably be in the Post-Dispatch. It might already be up in the Post-Dispatch right now. But you guys will start on November 28th, and it is Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Eric Messersmith, Hannah Ray Yates, and Matthew Whitener. Ladies and gentlemen, our new 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. show here on
Sweet.
590 The Fan, KFNS. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thank you very much.
It.
We're pumped up. We are pumped up.
There it is. It will be starting. And now, have you met Timberfake, Cam? The look on Cam's face. What is going on?
I heard a lot about
why
you.
Why can't you just let... Why don't you guys...
Tony Lee wants out.
Okay, that's not... We just need. You just need to... All right, just step away from the stage. Where's Big Al when I need him? Where? All right, thank you. Timber, okay, wonderful. There's a Timber. Big Al, where are you? Here he comes. We do have security, and there it is. And there it is. It's wonderful. Big Al is... He's groping. Yeah, he's grabbed him.
Get him.
He's grabbed him.
Get him.
He's cheered. The bleach.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Look at that. Thank you, Cam. Sorry about the Timber fake, lady. Sometimes it pops up. All right, there it is. You never know. You never know what the hell's going to pop up here at the dais. But the lineup remains the same. Dan Buffett from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. With Matt Davis, of course, our operation from 7 to 10. Frank Cusimano, the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Derek Gould, Benjamin Hockman, Ben Fredrickson, and Chris Gardner from 12 to 2. Chris, Travis, and Gainsey move to 2 to 4 for the first half of your afternoon drive. And the second half of your afternoon drive is Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Eric Messersmith, Hannah Ray Yates, and Matt Whitener. And unfortunately, Doug, we have a wonderful discussion going on. We're introducing the show, and our audience just can't help themselves.
Timberfake can't help himself.
Right.
Yeah. You know, well, he's got the ADD, and he's got it bad. He can't sit down for more than about 15 seconds at a time.
Now he's filming a Snapchat with Cam.
Right.
Cam is thrilled to have...
He's got some energy, that's for sure.
Who do you think's got a tougher show, those guys or us? I mean, if there was a throwdown... I don't think there'd be any survivors, really.
I know. Doug, there'd be a lot of scrap.
There'd be a lot of scrap iron left in the squared circle when we got done duking it out. I got a heck of a leg whip.
What is going on?
That should be a great show because TJ's outspoken and Cam is just a great personality.
Well, when I heard he was retiring or at least considering it, I'm like, well, that's a guy I always wanted to hire. I didn't know he was doing it, though. You know who told me?
No.
Your guy. Tuffy McTufferson.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tuffy McTufferson, Kelly Chase, helped broker the whole thing. And I'm like, well, Cam, if you're interested, we're definitely interested. And
We can only pay you $400,000. Uh-oh.
Then I offered $550,000. No, I didn't go to $550,000. I'm learning.
Did you really? Right. $540,000-ish?
Right.
All right.
Right, $540,000. That's where I said I'll draw the line at $540,000.
Yeah.
Hannah Ray, as we can tell, is just too good to be associated with the whole damn lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had a look like, this isn't great, but it's better than dealing with the morning guys.
That's the read I picked up as well.
And she cut out of here, toot sweet.
She despises your whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why don't you say first person possessive plural? That was your second person.
Our?
I'd say our. Thank
our.
You.
Our thing.
This little thing
this
of ours.
This little thing of ours.
And then also, of course, Matt Whitener's on leading into our program right now with Dan Buffa. And that guy knows his baseball big time. And he will be the producer slash co-host on the program. So I'm fired up about that. That begins on November 28th. You have the Wunderkind, T.J. Weber, and Matt Berger from 7 to 9. And then, of course, you have Charlie Tuna rounding out the day before we go to our CBS and Fox Sports programming. Hey, they got a great thing going on at, here, a couple great things going on at Hot Shots in Fenton. First off, tonight, one of the best things that I think we've ever done, and of course we really didn't have all that much to do with it, our audience did it, was raising $26,000 for Backstoppers in honor of the memory of Officer Blake Snyder.
Yeah, it's great.
That was you guys. We just, that was really sparing middle school
right,
and our audience. Uh-huh. We just set up at a table.
It's amazing. Our audience always shows up.
I mean, for real, as I said on the air, I would have set the over-under, and I probably would have been being aggressive at 5,000, and we you know, quintupled it. But Hot Shots here tonight in Fenton has Woodard's second annual raffle in support of the Backstoppers. It's going on back there for those of you who would like to support it. They have all kinds of things going on. They're giving away a drone with camera for the grand prize in the raffle.
Oh, that'd be fun.
How nice would that be? Yeah. Where would you fly your drone, boy?
I'd fly it around Doug's house, right?
I think I would, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to see what John Vaughn's up to. That's what I want to see.
Well, you wouldn't see a whole lot.
Really?
There's a lot of sleeping going on there, some eating.
Yeah. Pillow fights.
Not much in the way of pillow fights, no.
But it is going on here in honor of the Backstoppers, so please, if you would, participate for those of you here this evening. And then also, a great thing for their Veterans Day salute. It is a free lunch tomorrow, November 11th, or today for those of you listening live, for all veterans and active duty military, as a thank you for your service. Veterans Day, one of the most important days of the year on the calendar, as it gives everyone a chance to thank our brave servicemen and women who fight for our protection and serve our great country. We invite all active duty military and service veterans to join us for a free lunch on Veterans Day, November 11th, 2016, as a very small token of our appreciation at Hot Shots to you and to thank you for all of your service. Please take this time to thank a veteran for their service and support. All members of the military at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill this Veterans Day. So that is a great program that the good people at Hot Shots are doing for our veterans.
Amen.
God bless America. Doug, quite a program this evening.
Yeah.
Timberfake and Tony Lee.
Not sure we really settled anything there. Not sure.
Big Al
really
came
got
up
done there.
And kind of played the role of William Jefferson Clinton and said that he had brokered a truce.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's accurate. I see Tony Lee is waving at us. Plowhawk, your thoughts on what we've seen so far? Bonnie Rotten did not want to engage in a hashtag FFF. We announced our new 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. show.
Which was the surprise.
That was the surprise. Plowhawk, your thoughts so far? I'd like to kind of get your analysis.
I mean, I thought it was a great program overall. I thought the first hour, you guys really hit it off with a bang. You had the Timberfake, the Timberlee, you know, that controversy.
I just gave Timberlee a shot of sexy fireball.
All right.
Apparently, we're giving out sexy fireball.
Right.
I thought the most surprising, the surprise was
Timberfake is now
Rotten,
dabbing, Doug.
Bonnie Rotten not participating in an FFF, a little disappointing.
Yeah, how disappointed are you? Because I know that you had been looking forward to that while you were playing Tiger Woods Golf 2012 over the past weekend.
I mean, I was thinking about it all day today.
Right.
I'm at the final round of the Players Championship right now.
Oh, the TPC, Doug.
They call it the fifth major, but
yeah.
Not everybody calls it, but I do. And yeah, I was looking forward to the FFF. Disappointed, but maybe I'll go see her at the Hustler Club this weekend.
That's right. She will be a
really?
Lady with us.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the Hustler Club?
I might.
When was the last time you were there?
I've
you and Reefer
been.
Go over there?
No, I'm
Mace Dog?
Me and Mace Dog. I might meet Mace Dog and Wyndham, my other buddy there. So.
Winnie. Oh, Winnie.
Yep.
Tim, I love the show, but damn, I thought the surprise was Doug was going to start his own line of boy toys. That comes from, I know a lot about dildos, and they're great.
No, I don't believe that's who it came from at all. No.
I mean, it's right there. It's a 314. Is that Texter in the room, or is that?
Yeah, got it.
It's usually that table right over there where Bubbles is.
They are good. Those guys are
really
good.
Pretty creepy. Really kind of a creep fest.
So did Junior leave? Because I honestly felt bad for him because he has a slight interest in feet. And after he was turned down by
Bonnie Rotten,
I saw him sucking on a roll of paper towels.
Yeah, that's another thing he has a fondness for. Doug, what was that noise?
We just get an email? That was an email, wasn't it?
Did you find this woman to be delight, funny, smart, healthy?
I actually did. I really did. And I salute her for not wanting to participate in FFF. So as disappointed as the Plowhawk may be.
So she suddenly got morals when someone asked her to take her shoe
off. I watched her videos. They were pretty
intense,
sexy.
Intense.
I was sad that I couldn't ask.
Her Pornhub videos are very intense.
I was sad I couldn't ask her about the raincoat.
Because this morning you were like, there's going to be a foot fetish, and we're going to talk her into doing a lesbian scene. Oh, boy.
And there was a whole thing.
You were like Flounder in Animal House.
And Tony Lee was...
And nothing happened.
Was ready. It's Tony Lee's taking pictures. The audience wants pictures of Tony Lee. She's a regular celebrity. Doug, I don't believe what I see here, but if you don't mind me calling attention to it, what? I see Jimmy the Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the
bull?
Yeah. Look, it's Jimmy the Bull. They love the bull here.
Hello,
Jimmy the Bull, come on up. This is wonderful. We haven't had you make a public appearance. Look, everybody, it's Jimmy the Bull.
Hello, Bullsy.
Now Timberfake's yelling at him. It doesn't matter who comes up. Timberfake. Bull, hello.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We hadn't seen you in a while. We saw you at Sparing. And now here you are once again. You look wonderful, Doug. You look sharp in a dark vest.
Do I look like Woodrow Wilson, Doug?
Kind of. You're a little bigger than Woodrow.
Was he a small man?
Well, I'm sure he was. What are you, 6'2", 6'3"? I don't think he was
I'm a good-looking guy.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I didn't say that.
I got Patty Whack. She's over at the bar.
Who's Patty Whack?
Patty Whack's my love of my life.
Oh, my word.
Oh, let's meet her. Get her up here.
We got to meet Patty Whack.
Yeah, let's get Patty Whack.
Doug, would you like to meet Patty Whack?
Don't we want
to
hear from Patty Whack?
Would you like to hear from Patty Whack? Yeah. Bubbles, do you want to hear from Patty Whack? Bubbles wants to hear from Patty Whack.
Bubbles is great.
There she is. Come on.
I know a lot about Bubbles, and he's great.
You know what? She's kind of shy. She's really came here to really look for another gal. But
God,
that's
God
a secret.
Bless you, sir.
She didn't want me to tell.
You're not serious.
Plowhawk's applauding as well.
You're not serious about that.
Is she really?
The best way. The best way for that to happen is she comes to the dais.
Our show really is a lighthouse in a dark night for straight women. This is a lesbian beacon in the night, Doug. That's what this show is.
I heard Fenton is like bingo for lesbians. Yeah,
sounds like this is the filly that turned you into a gelding.
Nice.
Get her up here.
I said it sounds like this is a filly that turned you into a gelding.
No. You don't understand.
Figure that out.
Where is Patty Whack? I want to meet Patty Whack. Mm-hmm. Where is she?
You're pointing at a dude.
She's hiding.
You're pointing at a dude with a goatee. There
she is, right there. God, she's ugly.
She's hiding. Come on, baby. Well, she's not going to come.
She doesn't
over.
Want to come
she's
up here.
Wait, I don't even know where she is.
Is her real name George Glass?
Mature woman. You know.
She is. You're looking for a threesome this evening, and you thought you would find it an hour.
At least get her to hold up her hand. At least get her to hold up her hand so we see.
Where is she?
There's no one back there. You bait this up.
You know who I think this is? I think it's Becky Weisberger. That's who I think this is actually. That's who it is.
She's waving now.
That's who I think is here.
Come on, baby. There's already a couple gals up here want to meet you.
Where are these women?
I'm a fan.
You either get Hannah or Plowboy to take the mic over there. I'm not telling you how to run the show.
Is that right?
Yeah. Plowsy, you want to grab the mic and go talk to her?
There he goes. He had been eating some chicken tenders. Doug, this is Patty Whack.
Well, Bull, you don't have to go away. We just need the microphone. Bull, he can't hear a damn thing.
It's like he's looking for an interview with Greg Garcia. He won't know who he's talking to.
No. Plowhawk is going to look for this woman, but nobody knows who she is.
And we also don't know if the mic can stretch all the way over there. We're good?
Andy Hanselman
says
it.
He's the best.
Andy Hanselman does a wonderful job every time we do these TMA Lives. So the Plowhawk is going into the crowd to find Patty Whack, who is here tonight, Doug, looking for lesbianism. But then again, aren't we all?
I wasn't. No, I just came here for a grilled chicken sandwich and Arnold Palmer.
And you got what you wanted.
I got what I wanted. I'm fine.
Are you mad, though, that Bonnie Rotten did not...
She didn't play ball at all, right?
The least bit upset, no.
She did reveal with a thumbs down that she wasn't particularly high on Christy Mack. I thought that was intriguing. I think people will be talking about that now that the election's over.
Yeah. What else is there to talk about? Right. What would be wrong with Christy Mack?
I don't know. All we got was a thumbs down.
Okay.
Plowhawk, Patty Whack, I can't see you.
Hey, can you hear me? See me?
All right.
Yeah, we hear that voice.
I found her. She saw the mic and wasn't really feeling it.
It's not up to her.
Hey, are you down for an MMF?
That didn't sound creepy or anything.
Flip that off.
She doesn't want an MMF, Tim.
Just see if it's an MFF.
No, but just ask if she'll answer a few questions about the love of her life.
I still don't believe this person exists.
Baby, just tell everybody the truth.
Like Barry White.
Sure. She's shy. I'm sorry.
So our listeners don't believe that there is a Paddywhack.
Right. I mean, we still...
Unless we hear from
maybe
her.
Maybe I should give the microphone back to somebody. Speaking of the microphone back...
Doug, it's quite a show.
Yeah. This is our program. This is all we got.
Yep. Pretty good.
I think she's ready for an MFF, though, Tim.
Like that.
Actually, I'm making that up. I don't think she is.
Well, that's what the bull said was going
on. How can you tell, Plowsy? How can you tell?
What are the symptoms?
Plowsy's voice is a little higher on this system, right?
Because he feels like he has to scream, and then his voice gets higher.
It sounded like
an orator of great... I don't know where he is. I don't know where this alleged Paddywhack is.
No, they've been swallowed up in the crowd.
I still see the guy with the glasses and goatee. That's all I see every time I look back. And he keeps waving.
He clearly looks like he's ready to go.
And TJ Moe's looking at us like, what have I signed up for? This isn't going to last.
Tony Lee and Timber Faker sharing shots. So I don't know what kind of relationship this is.
It's love-hate.
Is it?
If she really hated him, she would be nowhere near him.
I agree with you.
Now she just kind of enjoys playing with him.
But I do notice there is Zach, and I kind of feel like Zach's getting cucked right now.
Well, no.
Whoa.
He's waiting to clamp on the rear naked choke again. Oh, and a passion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't
damn look it, Timber why? Faker. They're making out now.
Don't look, Timber Faker.
Oh, my God.
Don't look.
Doug, this reminds me of Melville Prom, 1996.
Is that what went on?
Yep.
Reminds me sixth grade at the Monkey Bars.
Very hot, though.
I hope Timberfake
all of a sudden, the lady has joined in. And where was Timberfake to witness this? Did he, like, walk away?
I feel bad for Zach because it's like suddenly he's in this world.
He was right behind him.
He was watching it?
He saw it happen.
And here comes...
Let me sit here, Iggy. It's the same thing she did, like... Nobody knows the truth of what happened to Wheelhop.
Let me tell you, you don't run this show.
Wow, oh my God!
Iggy runs
Iggy
the show.
All of a sudden.
No, I get to explain myself, though. She could try to hurt me, whatever. I'm banging, too.
Oh, hey.
I'm banging other girls. Like, who cares?
Okay.
The hottest waitress here is going to the Blues game with me. Cam Jansen just left us tickets.
For those of you new to the
show, Cam.
This is the worst show in America. For those of you new to the show, show in America.
That's sick to see because she doesn't even like him. That he's a prop.
Well, it seemed like they enjoyed each other right there. They really did.
Yeah, he could have her for now, but I've had her 100 times, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, easy.
Doug, where's Paddywhack?
I don't know.
And I got to admit, I do.
Is that Paddywhack? There he is.
Hey, Paddywhack.
That's Paddywhack.
I kind of like Zach's crew. They seem like nice guys.
Excuse me.
Whoa.
Sorry. Attention.
Sorry to interrupt. Okay, easy.
I just broke the equipment.
Watch that hand, gal.
Put the mic in your mouth.
No.
Perfect. Put it to
you. All right.
Stop it.
I didn't mean it like that.
Why don't you guys settle this off the air? No, we can't have violence. Oh. Doug, we can't have violence.
Stop it.
Where's Big Al again?
She can smack me if she wants.
He did not have sex with me multiple times.
Okay.
But twice. One time. Twice. Well, that would also fall under the umbrella of multiple, just for the record. But
She loves me, man. She does. She won't admit it, but she likes me.
Now she's screaming at you in your ear. Big Al, I thought you broke her truce. Could you handle this? Big Al, what's going on? Because I thought you handled the truce, and now we have a whole thing going on.
Jay Boyd, sorry.
I came down here to have fun tonight.
Right.
And I'm trying to broker a peace conference, and they're both taunting each other.
She's taunting me.
Shut up. So, I'm invoicing you, McKernan, for my security work.
Timber Fake is now making his way toward another microphone that I just have to hold on to.
These two are two of my favorite listeners, in all honesty.
I just love sitting by the cat because cat loves 2.0.
Yeah, I do.
And I, you know,
it's
hard tonight, but I feel sexy around the cat.
Now, Tony Lee's whispering in another guy's ear right now.
It doesn't matter. It's all for show. It's props. He's a prop. He's a rebound boy.
Buck Swope is showing me some of his images.
Hey, let's say hi to Patty Whack.
Hey.
There's
Patty Whack.
That's
my favorite thing of the night.
That's my favorite gentleman.
What are you looking at, hair pile?
Who the hell is this?
No. Listen, you have nothing to say.
What is going on now? I don't even know who this is.
This has always been a program where friends can drop
in. I'm fixing to cut in right now with a baritone-ass voice.
Watch your language.
I'm going to cut in right now.
All right, can I ask you a question?
All right.
Be nice.
Here's the deal. I'm going to be nice.
Ow! Put him down.
Seamaster, you
need to... Put him down.
Step away from the mic. You can't say that. You can't say that.
We got a drunk guy who's cursing and Timber Fake dabbing all at once.
Attention, Fantasy Football League commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start. With new leagues feature at DraftKings.com, you can play one-week private contests with your friends whenever you want. No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day bus or worrying that your number one running back has become part of a running back by committee. Shake things up, take the reins, and start a new league. A league where you and your friends get to pick a new team each week you want to play. It's not too late to save the season for you and your friends at DraftKings. Don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code QUARTERBACK and play for free with your first deposit. That's QUARTERBACK to play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Now, they turned the mic off.
They cut the mic off.
Doug, I mean, it's been a great show, hasn't it?
It's been a horrendous show.
But...
it's been just as bad a show as you could do.
But I feel like we established...
What? We established nothing. What we did was we wasted people's time, and I'm sorry for that. But we did establish the fact, what people already knew, it's the worst show in America.
Oh, Doug, the Bonnie Rotten interview will be played all over the country.
We kind of scraped rock bottom tonight.
And people are looking at us with disappointment. Hey, guys, I came for the entertainment.
There, kid just walked past the dais again, and now he's bothering the new show. Ooh. I feel like we need to put that show in its own little bubble and not have that cross over. And poor Eric Messersmith, who was at 101 ESPN 3 months ago. I don't believe Timber Fake makes cameos there.
Boy, he's got to be licking his wounds right about now.
The gal's back on the dais. No, he's not. You're just getting a seat.
He's guarding the mic.
Well, I appreciate that. You're a prop. All right. Fair enough. Well, you know, Doug, one of the great things about this show is that every Friday we get a chance to look back on the work that we've done.
Yeah.
And we can go, you know what? Sure, there were some valleys, but my God, we climbed a lot of mountains, didn't we?
Felt like it.
Good
Felt
works. Like we there were some good works in
Thank
there.
You, sir. It's the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
Please excuse the long review, but I'm going to share with you my experiences at the Bergen. I was in Berlin a couple weeks ago, and I was sitting in my hotel bar. I started chatting with a couple guys from London. They seemed normal and told me they were getting ready to head to the world's coolest nightclub. I figure it's Saturday night, what the hell? So I asked them if I can tag along. They said if I had a black scarf, that would be awesome. He looks me up and down and then waves us in using his pinky.
Cut two.
Guy in an Affliction shirt may have choked you.
Can we get at the Namaker, or should I say that first?
What did he say, Namaker?
Vietnam.
Should we get into it now, McKernan? Was
Dog,
it?
Dog, look at you. I mean, you speak you sex Lewis.
Yeah, I do.
Cut three.
I've been able to do a lot of good stuff just because of the morning after, so hopefully I'll get to remain a friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I just want you to get back to being a cat lemming. It seems you're an Iggy lemming and a Tim lemming. I want to reestablish us, Ken.
Well, know, I'm all about the cat. You're always my first love.
Okay, but, for heaven's sake.
You know, I got a feeling Iggy will be calling me again sometime. That beautiful little gargoyle just can't get enough of me.
Oh, my word.
Cut four.
I love the stitching. I love the white fur. Plowsy in some way.
I would watch the Plowhawk.
I'm a very underrated femme side, so I think I would do well.
Underrated?
Looks good, and what looks good on him, so I think I could critique it quite well.
Cut five.
I already voted.
You already voted?
Yes, I did.
All right. And who'd you vote for, if you don't mind me asking?
Mrs. Bill Clinton.
You can't be serious.
I am serious.
Well, how come you would like so many Donald Trump things over the last couple of months?
Maybe because I was about to do a little deep tease.
What is it that made you vote for Secretary Clinton, sir?
And I had the hots for Chelsea Clinton ever since her dad was in office.
Well, she was underage then, sir, so we might want to just kind of couch that statement.
Well, but I'll focus on the top five countries before we have the police come in.
Cut six.
Tony Lee, like, she's so drama, like, it's all, she's just, she loves attention. She's a beautiful girl, you know? She's like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I invented her.
How so? You dated her a little while.
Cut seven.
No drugs for me. They both pop them and then start making out.
And that wasn't enough to get out.
I didn't even know these dudes were gay. I look around and then there are three or four naked guys dancing all crazy with erections.
That can't be legal.
I decide to go get a beer and I tell myself, maybe I'm in the wrong part of town.
You think?
I take my eyes off that situation and it only gets worse. There's another guy and I kid you not, he's got his arm almost to his elbow. Now there are naked guys everywhere.
That's a pretty good review. If you're gay, you're going there right away, aren't you?
Wow, Doug, what a strong week it was.
That was the best.
A week for
it.
The ages.
Yeah, no good works.
Sir, we would appreciate it if you could just kind of faded. Doug, it's the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. A wonderful, wonderful recap of the week that was.
Yeah. Well, we thank Bertarelli for sponsoring that. For the life of me, I don't know what they were thinking when they signed the contract, but we do thank them for being there.
Big Al, once again, clearing people out. We appreciate it. All right, Seamaster, it is time for the email of the day. You know, the listeners, they send in emails in advance of the program, so we can still have the email right here, even when we do TMA Live. Here we go with the email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Hey, guys, you might as well stick your hands in a 480-volt panel because that will burn you less than these scorching hot takes. Ha, just kidding. That's not what this email is about. Doug, I'm no weatherman, but you should expect 8 inches in the Hot Shots men's room after the show tonight. Mayor of St. Chuck.
The mayor of St. Chuck has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I don't have the logule with me now, but these names will be transferred into the logule proper tomorrow.
Hi, guys and gals. For years now, my classes have enjoyed listening to your program. Since I teach six-year-olds, most of the students in my class can relate to this show.
Oh, that's a shot.
I decided to have a poll to see which one of you the class liked the most. We decided to pick three kids to play the role of each of you. James Abelman, the loud Jewish boy who always interrupts when I am trying to teach play the role of the cat. His main focus points were 1970s Sesame Street characters and why PB&Js are the most important food groups. Tommy O'Sullivan, the popular good-looking smart lad who always has his dad do his homework for him, played the role of Tim. His main focus point was why your best friend should have two moms. Finally, Rachel Johnson, the tall, pretty, blue-eyed, blonde-haired girl the boys all drooled over and had slight hearing deficit, played the role of Doug. Her main focus point was why tuna fish should be served every day for lunch. After tallying the votes, James received 2 votes and a slightly used Patty Duke lunchbox. That's nice.
Yeah.
Rachel received half of a vote and a slightly used package of saltine crackers. And finally, Tommy O'Sullivan received 9,471 votes and every girl in eighth grade spring picture. Although there were only 22 students in class, I feel this election was fair and valid. We'll see you in 4 years, guys. Doug, that comes from Grandma's secret friend.
Sure it does. Grandma's secret friend.
I'm a big Grandma's secret friend guy.
I'm not.
Dear Diary, it's me, Doug. Well, I've done it again. I was wearing my robe looking through old basketball cards this morning. Found a Patrick Ewing card from 1993. With my morning wood at full mast, I couldn't help but... Nope.
All right, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Stubby Clap.
Stubby Clap has been suspended. Stubby Clap has been suspended a period of 2 days.
You're time. Slow on the draw, Doug.
Title of this email is Hello, Bonnie. Is that like a take on Hello, Dolly, do you think? Who did that? Was that the wonderful Carol Channing?
Carol Channing, that's right. Yeah.
Friend
sing
of the show.
Sing it real quick for the people.
I don't know the words. I'm poor lyrically.
Guys, Plops here. I'm writing in with some words for the young lady with the booby tattoos. Hello, Bonnie. Hey, how's it going? Is it Bonnie? Is that short for Bonita? Teehee. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying St. Louis thus far. This may come as a shock to you, but you are probably the least kinky person involved in this evening's radio presentation. Look across the table, if you wouldn't mind. You see the handsome gentleman with the five head? Oh, yeah. His name is Doug. But a lot of us call him Daddy. He also has spider webs tattooed on his breasts that circle his puffy, dimple-dented nipples. Anyway, I commend you for your body of work.
I've given up at this point. I've given up.
And maybe you and I can meet in person someday so I can show you some videotapes of me having sex with people.
Okay, that's
kind of
enough.
My way of returning
Who was
the favor.
It, Tim?
Like, that's Misty Plops.
Misty Plops has been suspended.
They love Misty Plops at Hot Shots in Fenton.
Plops has been suspended. He's wondering how long. Well, a period of 2 days' time.
Now, this comes from Ninja Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. And Doug, he's right there.
He's right there, yeah. Can't wait to hear it. Shakespeare. What do you say, Tim?
Wow, 35 years ago, I met Doug just a few feet away at the Stratford Inn. Sadly, I was the only one that didn't hook up with the hot dad to bring to the VI father's son. Hotel after party. But my frown turned upside down when I met that bellhop working his way through journalism school. He snuck a six-pack of Black Label from the bar and went parking in his LeBaron. Then he penetrated my behind.
Ah, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
The gentleman right there in the teal.
Right, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has been suspended.
He looks like a regular guy.
Yeah, he does.
And he's old enough to know better.
What is the age where you shouldn't write in gay poetry?
About 13. 13's about the age. Seventh grade, maybe.
Now look how long this is. It's
sixth
from Corey
grade,
G, who I met tonight. I had never met Corey G. But is it too long, Doug?
It's how about a paragraph?
We'll see where it's going.
Read
and then we
one
can
paragraph.
Vote if we want to continue.
One paragraph.
Dear Hot Shots Management, I would like to file a formal complaint with the management pertaining to the experience I just had at the location in Fenton. You know, the one right there up by the river. We were forced there for dinner because the line over at the Cracker Barrel was over 2 hours, and they just recently started enforcing a no-spitting tobacco policy while sitting in the rocking chairs on the porch. Thanks, Obama. Anyways, I can't even begin to tell you how many disturbing things I witnessed tonight. That's the first paragraph.
Right.
That's plenty.
We should have started with just that sentence.
That's plenty.
That comes from Offended Carl.
Okay. Offended Carl. Well, he wasn't suspended, but...
I haven't read the White Collar Gangsters, but I see it's about blackpeoplemeet.com and cuck situations and Larry Bird.
Kevin, pass. Pass on it. Discard it.
Where's the White Collar Gangster?
He's over there somewhere.
I know Townie's here. She's getting a dog.
He's here too.
Where's Timberfake's making his way back by the microphone? That's not a good
There's thing. A White Collar Gangster right there.
Where is he?
Yeah. Right there.
Is this a good email? He's not sure it is. Dear Doug.
I don't like the ones that start that way.
I do.
This is your confirmation email that we received your application to join our site, blackpeoplemeet.com. Now, you didn't apply.
No, sir.
I wanted to reach out because your application answers red-flagged our white, haggard, old queen section. This is what I was told to read.
Right. Oh, it's fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff.
There's a guy in a Free Dotum hooded sweatshirt screaming at me to read it.
That's the mayor of St. Chuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
First, in the 10-part question on where to enter the word finna, you received a 0 out of 10 correct. We also noticed in the writing portion that you went above and beyond to write the word ask in your writing, but you spelled it AX every time. Lastly, we noticed on the question of who is the greatest basketball player of all time between Jordan, Magic, Kobe, and LeBron, you used the write-in option and put down Larry Bird. Not only do these answers disqualify you from joining, but we couldn't help but notice in the interest part of your profile, you said looking to be cucked by a well-endowed gentleman.
All right, that's enough. Who was it?
White collar gangster, what in the hell?
Awful. White collar gangster, boy, it's a good thing we read that one. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Hey, fellas.
Any good ones?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, fellas, it's good to see you in person. Tim is looking even more cool and tall than I imagined. Jim, if you're here, you had a pretty big show. But I have to say, seeing Doug in the flesh is every bit as erotic as I would imagine it.
Wearing from a leggy blonde?
We'll find out. Right. Wearing that Oxford shirt or polo shirt or windbreaker and presumably a nice khaki pant. Well, Doug, I got us some hot wings as an appetizer, the main course naturally being your delicious rump. Let's just make sure we lick the wing sauce off each other's fingers.
Okay.
That way we don't burn each other's. And then you kind of get the idea.
Are there any? Is there one decent one in the back?
Look how long this one is.
Is it decent?
It's civil? It's from Captain Kewell.
Well, he's new. Give him a shot. Let's run up the flagpole.
Dear role models of masculinity and the cat, the post-election blues are in full effect for this guy. Not so much that my candidate lost, most did, but more so for the unresolved questions I'm left to ponder. They include, what will happen to Billy Bush now? Have I seen my last middle-aged lady pantsuit and shoulder pads look, aside from L.A. Law reruns and the occasional Joyce Meyer convention? Is Donald Trump's youngest son, Barron, also the boy robot that the venerable Anthony Hopkins modeled after his youngest self, Robert, on the HBO show Westworld? How many light blue Oxford shirts does Doug own? How often are the Stan Kroenke urinal cakes changed over at Hot Shots? And who is the lucky SOB that draws that duty? Lastly, when will Scooby-Doo and the gang pull off the mask from Donald Trump to reveal he was Dick Cheney all along? Sources claim Fred is already on record, is ready to share more than his flowery ascot with Doug should the opportunity present itself in the back of the mystery machine. And by sources, I mean Daphne's chocolate, and then it gets a little graphic. It's a reference to a sea creature. Make the fan page great again.
That wasn't so great.
Doug, a lot to choose from.
There's nothing to choose from. Is there a decent prize we're
giving
on this?
Can I write in somebody?
Go ahead.
Paddywhack. Let's give him a prize.
Yeah, I'll do that too, because those were the worst batches of emails I've ever heard in my life.
Paddywhack wins.
I was going to go with Misty Plops, but yes, Timberfit.
I love TMA.
Oh, Doug, how wonderful is that? Oh, now they're kissing.
You know, boy, they all got together right there at the end.
I love Doug Vaughn and Tim McKernan and the cat.
Oh, my God. How about that, Doug?
That's a nice
Here's the thing. I got to say a great thing about Sex Lewis. Like, there's nothing like skating on ice, right? Training for my Ryan Kelly.
Is this a live read? Hey, is this something that
Cam Jansen's going to get me on skates at Kelly Chase's place at the Retroplex in Chesterfield for my fight. Well,
Cam is completely ignoring you.
No, I'm not saying... No, we already talked about it. Okay. Sex Lewis is real.
Looks like somebody just brought up a gift. It's another thing of bleach.
Another can of bleach. Tell him how much you love him. Come here, baby.
Now, you're calling her baby.
She said she watches Channel 4.
Call me baby.
But you were making out with Zach like 10 minutes ago.
Call me what you want, but just don't call me Collect.
Doug, do you like that? You did like it. Doug, you're handling the bleach.
Nobody's made a Collect call in 25 years.
Her friend is like, can we go now?
She knows Sex Lewis. Like, I admit this. Like, even if we get a divorce, she's 50
divorce,
part
of... Divorce? You guys are married?
No, but, like, I'm talking about Sex Lewis-wise. She's 50 part of Sex Lewis. She's 50%.
You guys have an LLC.
I think we do. You know, every Trump... Like, I gave her the Trump hat, and he won, so, like... the thing is, we're best friends when it comes down to it. Like, we are. I can't be mean to the girl. I'm 2.0.
But aren't you a man in love?
I'm in love, man. Yeah, but for now, we'll be friends.
This is your chance to say you're in love, and we have a wonderful resolution. Doug, this is what we've been waiting for.
Thank you for being a friend.
Tony
the
Lee.
The money man.
Tony Lee, it's your
Sex
chance
Lewis.
To say she's posing now. Doug, you notice that?
Oh, now he's getting mad. Look, her boys.
Tony Lee, he said he's in love with you. What is your response?
We're friends for now.
But what is
I have just drank too much fire.
Perfect. Doug, I think that's the way to end the show.
I'm going to be reunited, and it feels so good.
Seems
I'm telling you, this is my baby, man. She ain't going nowhere.
No.
Let's have a round of applause for these kids.
Oh, they're wonderful, aren't they?
No one clapped.
I don't like Timber Fig.
I think she's getting potted down. Doug, I mean, what a great show.
It's been a classy show.
I hope that Buck Swope does a Swope's pick for it.
Usually you have to listen to NPR to get this kind of editorial content.
We're very grateful for the great Jay Boyd for having us here at Hot Shots in Fenton.
Let me give a shout out to Jay Boyd.
What does it matter, honestly?
I'll tell you. A shout out to...
No, see, that's why. It's over.
Put him down.
No more.
Put him down.
See, Master, you get the...
We have disappointed on so many levels tonight.
This can't actually air on the radio.
I think it's going to be a Swope's Picks.
It's probably the whole 3 hours. Now. Get busy, Swopesy.
Jay Boyd at Hot Shots, all the great listeners who are in attendance this evening, the people donating to Backstoppers, as always, the Veterans Day event here tomorrow at Hot Shots and all the Hot Shots. We'll be at Hot Shots in South County on December 1st, Doug, with another special guest. You won't believe the surprises we have in store for you.
Okay. And how about thanking everyone for coming out?
Thank you to the listeners for being here.
Thank you
for the Seamaster, the Plowboy, Iggy, for TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, Eric Messersmith, Hannah Ray Yates, Matt Whitener, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes and Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and of course my brother Kevin. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNX. Thank you.